from the Lighthouse Chapel International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Collins Osabre will inspire you with rare teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord and to do your best for Him. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now listen to Victor Collins Osabre.
This morning's testimony will be taken from our sister Natasha Black, who has a powerful testimony to share with us. Ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together and welcome Sister Natasha Black as she comes on stage and shares her testimony with us. Amen. Let's welcome her one more time. Please give her a big round of applause.
Hallelujah. My name is Sister Natasha Black, and I am a part of the follow-up team. I want to give my bishop praise and thanks for his prayers. Week before the last, it was announced that Bishop said all those who have their business should walk with their oil. So last week, those who walk with oil, I did, and he prayed for us. And I had a week at work, a real week at my business. On Monday, I'm not going to say the amount, but it was real, real. It was a normal day. It wasn't no function or anything at the school, right? And the amount was real great, and I know that it could only be God. Amen? So I want to give God praise and thanks, and my bishop also, for mercy, for us, for the prayers, right? And the business that I have is just, it's not food and drinks and those things. It's a confectionery snacks and fruits and those things. And the amount that I made, I know that it's only God. Amen? So I just want to give God praise and thanks.
Oh, I said hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, this morning we give you praise. We give you glory. We honor you and we adore you. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this opportunity to be in your house and your presence. We don't take it for granted. We ask the Lord, you bless our time together. You bless our fellowship. And that lives will be affected and there will be an impartation even this morning. Thank you for your presence and for your power. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and you may be seated. Hallelujah. The honor and the anointing. In this new era, we are teaching ourselves. I'm teaching you how to also be able to handle and cope with what God is doing. Are you there? Now, a role like a pastor's wife. By the way, I think I should meet all the pastor's wife today. Yeah? All the pastor's wives. You should bring them to my office. I'm going to talk to all the pastor's wives. It's a role that people don't know how. I mean, I will not blame a pastor's wife for any behavior because it is not like Mrs. Even Mrs., you have to be a Mrs. Are you following? You grow up, you are a young girl. And then you become a young woman. Even that, some people don't even know how to handle themselves. You can't sit and open your legs anymore. When you're little, you could wear panties and walk around with your chest open. You get to your point, the chest can't be open. You can't sit with your legs open anymore. Because you let people get basidi. So you have to control how you sit down and make sure that you are not showing videos. You are not YouTube. Yeah. Sometimes I wonder how some of you girls struggle. You wear short things and when you sit, you're always pulling. I ask myself,
Who told you to wear something like that? Why are you punishing like that? Well, you could wear something long and just sit down and just relax and feel free. Why do people want problems like that? And they wear something that they are Bobby showing, and then one, two, they'll pull it up. They'll pull it up. Why don't you just wear polar neck, something right here to your neck? And when you sit, you don't have to worry about nothing. Every level, every stage, you need to know how to conduct yourself. You need to know how to carry yourself around. So when you become a wife, you are no more just a young lady who is not married. You are now a wife. The things you do is connected to a man who loved you and proposed to you. Brother proposed to me, and you have been a virtuous woman enough to be chosen. So a wife now cannot behave as an unmarried woman. You see, but we don't see even the differences. Now, you are just a normal wife with a husband. Before you catch yourself, you are now a pastor's wife. How do you become a pastor's wife? It's not just being yourself the same way. Many pastor's wives in this church don't know how to behave like pastor's wives. And maybe it's my fault also. You should come to my office this afternoon, all of you. My God. I'm going to make a t-shirt and be for Bishop. All of that, I'm just doing it so that the bishop you get used to the bishop. That's the whole thing. Yeah. I'm going to teach something today. You understand it a bit better. So, with a new level, we can't behave anyway. Even when you have a pastor, even if it's not a bishop, when you have a pastor, when you have somebody who is anointed by God, you have to handle that person different. Like I said, this guy, an assistant pastor, comes to the church growth conference, and then all of a sudden wants to put me on TV. Hey. So if he's with me for years, what is he going to want me to do? That's why, like, Sister Natasha, your giving to the church must increase. That is the only reason why God is giving you more. You think it's for you? How much do you need for yourself? It's not for you. God brings in, because we are buying a generator for the crusade. It's almost $1 million. And I'm collecting all the $1 million right after I finish preaching. Look at the person in the studio. Tell the person, you are the one who's going to pay for the generator. Yeah. Brother Brian, you are welcome. You brought my envelopes. We need envelopes. And we have to buy it this week. As a bishop, I should be able to raise $1 million in 1 week to buy a generator. Oh, you don't understand what I'm trying to say. It's not $1 million to build a church for a generator. You see the generator, it will come. This two will go away. After the crusade. Yeah. Somebody has given us his whole set for the meeting on the tarmac. He says, Bishop, don't worry, take these things. I have a music set worth $3 million. I'll give it to the church for the program at the tarmac. Be for Bishop. Things have changed. I don't have to struggle for a set on the tarmac anymore because the level has raised. That's what I'm saying. We are doing programs because I can't sit down with what God has given to me to just sit down and relax and say, I'm a bishop, I'm boo for bishop, I'm bishop. And I'm sitting down and drinking cokes and eating chicken. Hey, yeah, it's bishop. My cheeks are becoming puffy, getting pot belly. Bishop. No. It's more work now. And my people, they have to help me do more work now. So we are saying that if you don't honor the anointing will not work. Is that what we're saying? What's number one? Do you have it? What's number one? Where the anointing is not honored, what happens? It does not work. And we see it in the ministry of Jesus Christ when he was in Nazareth. That the Bible said he could not do things there. Even you understand it. That when you become a cell leader, you don't want to preach in your area. Mike, is that you? When you preach in your area, you know, people don't listen to you. Because they know how bad you used to be. All they know about you is how bad you used to be. So they don't want to receive you. So a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country. But we have to fight that. We have to fight against that. When I became a bishop, even my enemies are congratulating me on Facebook. I said, is this me that now this person is saying congratulations? Hey, Lord, thank you for this oil. People who don't want to see me, who don't want to have anything to do with me, all of a sudden, they are apologizing and they are congratulating me. It means something has changed. That's what we are saying. So, we have to honor the anointing. What's number two? Sorry? Honoring the anointing is an obligation and a legal requirement. All right, what's the next one? You're waiting. All right, the next one is that honor the anointing in a substantial way. Honor the anointing in a substantial way. Honor the anointing. The Bible says, honor thy father and thy mother. Now ask yourself, how many have parents? You have a mother, you have a father. All of us were born by somebody, huh? So why is there some people's their hand are up, their hand are down? Oh, you're writing. Please listen to me. How many of us have parents? How many of us have living parents? Keep your hand up. Living parents. Your mom is alive, your dad is alive. Almost the whole church. Esther, what happened? You mother, you father. Me too. Me mother gone, me father gone. That's why I didn't raise my hand. We are brother and sister. Amen. Thank you very much. Now, ask yourself, if your mother and your father, they are alive, Marissa, and the Bible says, honor thy father and thy mother. And then the Bible says that, which is the first commandment with a promise. And verse 3 says what? Who is controlling? Are you Deli? Is that you? Verse 3 says, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on earth. You see, it means that it's not even the pastor who has to pray for you for things to be well with thee. It comes when you honor your father and your mother. So you ask yourself as a Christian now, what do you do to honor your father and your mother? It's not just a scripture. You see, we are not used to using the Bible as a manual, behaving in the way the Bible wants us to behave. If the Bible says that honor thy father and thy mother, that's what we need to understand, what it means to honor, to appreciate somebody because of their value or their worth. Now, when you look at to honor somebody, honor the anointing in a substantial way, you are talking about in a considerable, something. When you say substantial is something of importance, considerable importance in size or in worth. So when the Bible says honor thy father and thy mother, what the Bible is trying to say is that you have to find physical and tangible ways of giving and doing things for your parent or parents that they will be satisfied and they will feel the honor. Let me give you an example. If we are going to honor our parents, your father or your mother cannot be walking and you are driving. I'll say it again, sir. I'll say it again because it's a good policy. I said, it is not honor when you have something and your father or your mother doesn't have it. Take notes. Take notes. To honor means to appreciate, because you know the value of that individual. Many of you have to have a budget every month that you give money to your mother and to your father. Not because they have enough, but because you want to honor them. I'm teaching about honor. You are quiet. That it may be well with you. And that you will live long on earth. That's why in this church, we teach people when they are trying to get... Where's Onasi? Is Onasi here? When you want to get married, you have to honor, you have to respect your father and your mother. Bring the lady. You see, it's not only enough to introduce the person you are getting married to your parents. They are not honored by that. They are honored when the man, and anybody who is married here, who has not done this before, I want to challenge you today to honor your parents-in-law if they are alive, with something substantial of considerable worth. Because your parents, your mother-in-law or your father-in-law, is a father. It's a type of father. It's a type of mother. And if you don't honor them, it shall not be well with you. Some marriages are not working because you have dishonored your parents-in-law. We have even devalued the word in-law. Your boyfriend's mother, you call her your mother-in-law. Your banner, your man, your fellas, her mother, you call her mother-in-law. Which law makes her your mother? It's mother-in-lawlessness. You have to substantially support your parents. Back in Ghana, where I was born, there's a proverb that says that if your parents helped you to gain teeth, you must help them to lose their own. It gets to a point your parents cannot really work or cannot bring in as much. What is the use of bringing you into the world when you can't help your parents? Why should your mother and your father don't have a fancy phone, or they are not on the internet? So he's married to a wife. He has a wife. He has a husband. So what about you, this child? What is your purpose in his life? You can't be there and your father doesn't have food to eat. You cannot be there. You cannot be alive and you are eating and your mother has not got food to eat. You cannot. It's dishonor. And if you don't understand that, then I will not even bring myself in your life as a bishop that you should honor, or bishop that you don't see to honor. I can't even go into that subject if you don't understand this basic thing I'm teaching about. Good. Why should your mother wake up and then take the broom and sweep when you are in the house? You think that when you're a big woman, that it means that you don't sweep? That's what means you're a big woman? You are. Don't let me use a word for you. And very subtly and quietly, we are losing the opportunity to know how to keep the home, how to run a house. Many young ladies don't know how. It takes a lot of management to run a home. Running a home is running a company or a business. To be a wife, to be in charge of a house, it's like a business. You have to know how to run the cleaning, the sanitation, the feeding, the happiness, the serenity, the peace, everything that goes on in the house. It is the woman's responsibility to ensure that the husband and the children have a very comfortable place to stay. If you don't honor your parents by helping and standing up and rising up, you will never be able to manage a house when it's your time. And nobody will also honor you when you are older. Check yourself. I'm preaching so that you check yourself. That's what I'm saying. If you don't understand these basic things, then I can't bring, I'm even strange to you to preach to you and teach you that you should honor me or honor the bishop of our church who you don't see on a regular basis. How can you even relate with that subject? And the person you live in the house with. When you were born, all you saw was accommodation. Up to now, you can't even move out of the house. You are not, you. It's not even shameful that you cannot be on your own. Up to now, that you still don't see it and honor them. But you cannot move and go and rent an apartment, pay light bill, pay rent, and pay water bill. And you don't even appreciate that you are staying with your parents and it's a great blessing. You don't even understand that. If you don't understand this, please. I can't preach today. I can't preach. Because I'm preaching about you now honoring your pastor. The man of God who God has anointed in your life, honoring him. The man of God who listened to the voice of God and started this great church of which we are now part of and we are enjoying. How can I tell you, let's organize ourselves and honor Bishop Dagwood Mills? How would you even understand it? You see, so it is that which makes... Watch something. I said, I've been in Guyana for 12 years. I have a lot of opinions. Valid opinions. You see, what happens in our system is the parents that migrate and they file for the children to join them. In Ghana or in Africa, it is the opposite. It's the children who go and they come and help the parents right where they are. Come and build houses for them. They buy shops for them. They buy cars for them. As I was living in Europe, that is, you go to Europe to support your parents. That's how we travel. Yeah. Oh, Raphael, you travel because you want to help yourself. Yeah. It was us traveling that helped my father to build his 5-bedroom house. I personally, one day, I told my big brother, I said, you know what? I want to buy a car for my father. He said, it's a good idea. You buy it, and then when you send it to Ghana, I'll pay for the clearing. I said, great. I bought a Volvo. I don't even know a Volvo. Bought it. I was going to Ghana, then I bought it. I shipped it. I made sure that the car arrived when I was in Ghana. I went to the port. I cleared it. I registered it. And I drove it all the way from the capital city into my father's house. And I said, Daddy, this is the key. This is your car. I hope you understand what I'm saying. We rather are the ones who are still drinking breast milk. Three years, breast milk must done. Why don't you move out of the house and find an apartment? Why don't you move out of the house and see how life is? You can't move out. If you are moving out, it's by a banner you are going to live. Because you like free accommodation. That's why. You are cheap. You like free accommodation. Why don't you go to a hotel? It's freer. If you are moving, be by yourself and run your life. Let's see. Whether you can cook chow mein. You think chow mein is easy? Cook chow mein, let's see. Are you listening to me? I'm preaching to everybody here. Now, if you see Mr. and Mrs. Joe Rankin, the parents of one of the, you know, one of the precious family we have in the church, since 2005, they joined the church as a son, Auntie Dion, was Abigail, and who else? The sons. They are the three children. Their father and mother, they are sitting at the back there, gray hair, white. I always tell them, I said, if you can't take care of your parents, you are not even Christians. I will not call you Christians. Do I even have to call you a pastor? Vanetta, that's the house you know all your life. Where is the honor? When you're in trouble, you run away. You go. If there wasn't the house, you can't run away nowhere. You be in that house with a cat. And now you have a place to run away to when you want a place to cool your head. Where is the honor? Why don't we have a vehicle? Pastor Isaac, why don't we have a vehicle for mommy and daddy to move around when they want to move around?
Lord help me.
Even if daddy can't drive. Now your vehicle must be a taxi for mommy and daddy. You must move them around. Why not? You don't want things to be well with you? Don't you want this to be well with us, Sister Lynette? Yes. That it shall be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on earth. So honoring is to our advantage. Yes. You see, we are spoiled in Guyana. We are too spoiled. We are mashed down. Even to your wedding, you can't pay for your wedding. Somebody has to send you your dress from America. Somebody has to make the cake for you. Somebody has to buy your dress for you. You don't have money even to do wedding. I've seen many weddings here that people themselves don't have money. So you see, and that is how we are brought up, we are raised. Even at the point when you are deciding to live, you don't have a place to take your wife, You go into your parents' home. Look at you. You say you are ready to sex? Find a place yourself. If you don't understand it, I can't even go into the book. I will not go into the book. If you understand this basic, I will not even read the book. I will not give you the scriptures in the book. It doesn't bring honor, and things don't go well with us. We'll come to church, we'll pray, we'll fast, oil this church, and it's not working for us. You don't know that it is just a simple thing. You are not honoring your father and your mother. That is why I tell you that when I went to tell my father I was coming to Guyana, you know what he did to me? My father had wanted me to move to Ghana to be with him. Why not? He's older. He has a vehicle. He has some properties. He has a business. Now, if I've decided to leave Europe, he's old now. He needs some help to move around. I'm his second son. His first son is in America. I mean, because I got saved and I became a pastor, I became a bit more, you know, proper to him. So my mind was, how it is. Because the first one, you know, he does things, drink, all kinds of things he does. I hope he's not listening to a video. I apologize when he calls me. So I was a bit more, you know, if you understand what I'm trying to say. So if I am moving from Ghana, you know, moving from Amsterdam, Holland, to go to any place, ladies and gentlemen, members and ladies and gentlemen of the jury, please judge the case for me. There's lighthouse in Ghana. There are many lighthouses. There are many places. I could have told Bishop, you know what? I want to come to Ghana so at least I can have the opportunity to oversee and watch over my father who changed my name into Victor Collins Asabri. He is Victor Collins Asabri. He's the senior. I'm junior. I just don't use it. Officially, I use it. I am junior. He changed my name at secondary school form 3. I don't know why he did that. I could have just said, you know what? If I leave the white man's succulent, juicy country to go to another poor country, I'd rather go to Ghana. When I went to see him, to tell him that I'm moving to Guyana, I'm going on missions. I said, oh, wow. The other day, I went to the hospital. And whilst I was waiting to be attended to, I saw one of my friends. He came to the hospital, but he was on his son's back because he couldn't walk. So the son had taken him. Come, Gerald. Come, come. Climb, 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 climb. Climb, Gerald, climb. Climb, brother. Climb. This is it. The son had brought his old ailing father to the hospital. I don't know why you're making noise. He's enjoying. My father asked me if it was him, Prince, if it was him who put him on their back to the hospital. I understood what he was trying to tell me. But get down. Yeah. Now, if your father, my father, he was a very wise man. I told you when I got married, I was driving him and he asked me a question. If you're on an island and there's a problem on the island, you have a canoe to paddle away from the island to safety. And the canoe can only take two people. And you are on the island with your wife and your mother. Who will you take with you? I said, Daddy, Daddy. How can I answer him? How can I stand in front of my father and say, of course I will take my wife? I'm sure he'd have said, stop the car. Get out. I'll drive myself. And I know that if I had said I would take my mother, it will be a renouncement to the covenant that I've made with somebody's daughter to love her and to take care of her until death do us part. It would have been a disrespect and dishonor to that covenant. So I said, you know what? I'll just skin my teeth. That's all. And then he answered the question. He said, you will take your mother, right? Because as for wives, plenty. There's only one mother. You can only come out of one womb. As for wife, today, hey, next. Solomon had 700 of them. So when he said, if it was me, what's going to happen to me? I knew what he was saying. He was trying to say that. So if you are going to Guyana, so why don't you come to Ghana? At least, if I'm going for my checkup, I can't walk. I know I have my son. Of course, in those moments when I go to Ghana and he has to go anywhere, I'll take him, I'll drive him, I'll hold him, take him there. And he feels so nice. Because all of us are abroad. 8 of us, everybody's away. Don't you think it would have been nice for me to stay with my father in Ghana? Sister Anita McLean. Would you not have said, oh, the man has, at least he's a Christian, he's taking care of his parents.
Yes.
But I came here. I came here. And then you tell me I'm a scamp. You tell me I'm an anti-man. You tell me he's an African. You go to Africa. These Africans. You don't understand even ABCD of what we are doing. So I could be in Ghana enjoying life. My father has a business still. My father has property still. I even have properties in Ghana that I've given away to our church because I don't want to be sitting down here and be making cards. What happened? Hey, what? I have decided to follow Jesus. So I said, whatever we have, I told my old lady sweetheart, I said, old lady, let's give this thing to the church. Let's give it to the church. And let's focus on Guyana. I told my children, I know you didn't choose to come to Guyana. We brought you to Guyana. I want to set you up to see whether you love to be with us in Guyana or not. I want to set you up. I've set them up. They didn't choose. We brought them. When we came, they didn't have any. If they were bigger, they could have decided, you know what? Me going nowhere. So we decided, you know what? Let's teach them something. Let them experience where they think they came from. Let them compare and make a choice, a very conscious choice. You lose, you'll gain. We want to lose so we can gain. I was talking to Timotina this morning. He said, I won't come home. I won't come home. I said, go to the bus stop, jump on the minibus, and come home. If they can say, I want to come home, it's a very nice feeling. Home, not Ghana. They are in London. They are in England. And they are telling me they want to come home. Home where? You are from Ghana. Where home? Guyana. Isn't that fantastic? When if you meet a Guyanese abroad, they don't want to come here. Are you understanding honor? Even a cup of water for your mother, you can't fetch it. Yahweh's man. Yahweh's. Yahweh's. Hey. That's not how it works. Now, once we understand this, then I can say that you have to. Honoring, you have to. Where are we? Honor the anointing in a substantial way. Is the first level okay? Do you understand where I'm coming from? Yes. Anita, your daddy comes to church. I'm sure he's sitting exactly where he normally sits. Ah. Daddy shouldn't have problems when you're around. Because at the point, wife is also old. So he needs another woman, a little younger, who can do certain things. Daddy must call me. He shouldn't even call you. Sometimes in the morning, when you are going to work, you pass there and say, Daddy, good morning. Everything okay? All right, good. I'm going to see you. You need something? Can I do something for you? He doesn't have to pick the phone and call you. When your father calls you to do something for them, it means there's something wrong with you. I mean, there are some things, of course, you may not know. But generally, there must be food in your parents' home. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Especially when it's Christmas. Hey, Christmas, I mean, pounds of chicken. The chicken must be in trouble in your parents' home at Christmas time. What else? What do they need now? Even me at this time, you can ask my wife. When she cooks, it can be in the fridge for a long time. Because the little boy likes chocolate. Me too, I like chocolate. So once we get chocolate, we are right. And the food that has been cooked is in the fridge. Sometimes it gets spoiled. Because we are not used to eating. I'll be something like this if I was into food. So once you get a little older, how much food do you eat, shall we? Not a lot. It's just a little something. Maybe some medicine here, going for my pension. You take me, I go. I mean, just those little things an older person needs. You're quiet. No, the church, the Christianity must make you better. I said Christianity must make you better. There must be a reason why you are in church and your life is like that. Somebody must look at you and say, what is your secret? So my secret is the church I go to and the things I hear in the church. It is changing me. It's affecting me. I'm a better person now. There cannot be any wife here in the church. I say it. Because if I don't say it, you may not know it. A wife must produce two main things. Food and sex. When it comes to sex and your wife, it should be just like you are urinating. You know, sister. It's a good. If you can't have sex with your husband, please take the cake and give it away. Do you understand what I'm saying? Go and do surgery. Take it out and finish it. In fact, God has regretted giving you such a precious gift. Because you're behaving as if it's yours. Take it. Eat it. Do whatever you want. Do it with it. Are there ladies in the church here? I can't have Christian women, wives coming to this church and they're giving their husbands problems. I can't have that. Food and the thing. So, when God puts his power, his presence, and his spirit upon a man, this man is also elevated even above the parents that I'm even talking about in this way. And that servant, that vessel, must be honored in a substantial way. It means that you must have something substantial to give to this person all the time. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 22. I'm enjoying the message myself. Yeah. I remember one day I went to Ghana. I had just a few days after my meeting. So I went home to be with my mother, who couldn't walk so well. My mother, she was very beautiful, you know. I've not seen anybody who's beautiful like my mother. I tell you. Oh, cry. Ah, my mother's shape and hips. There is no military track that can match the shock absorbers. My, oh my. When my mother became a little older, she couldn't walk well. You know what she said? She said, these things that we have, at a point, they can't carry it. So don't be so happy that now you have enough. The time is coming, these legs can't carry the thing. Because there's too much weight over here. I remember one Sunday, I said, you know what? This Sunday, I am not going anywhere. I will take her to her church. And then when she's ready, I'll go and pick her up. Just that Sunday in Ghana. I said, this Sunday, I know Lighthouse. I mean, Bishop Patrick is the bishop in the area where my parents live. When I go, I can be in the church from morning to night. But I do that in Guyana. I've come to Ghana, I've come for a meeting. Now, one Sunday, I said, no, this Sunday, I want to be with mom. Woke up in the morning, had breakfast, held her by the hand like that. Walked to church. It was like here in St. Pius. Held her like that. Helped her to climb the stairs. And then she said, hey, this is my son, the pastor. He's the son, the pastor. Lighthouse, that's my son, the pastor. He's in Guyana. He came for some meeting. Is that my son? And he said, oh, pastor, how are you? I'm fine, thank you. Thank you. Give her a seat. So what time can I come for? I said, 12 o'clock. It's okay. I went home to lie down. Try and do some cleaning and things in the house. When I go home, I'm a little boy. And at 12 o'clock, I went, picked her up, walked her. I mean, the next day, back to you here. So, if God anoints a vessel and he gives it to you, you have to honor that person with substance. Because the things that are in the background, you don't even understand. You can't even pay for it. You can't. So the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, it said, but thou hast not called upon me O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. 23 says, thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor weary thee with incense. Verse 24 says, thou hast bought me no sweet cane. You even cane juice, sugar cane, cane. You have not even brought me cane with money. You never bought me no sweet cane with money. Neither has thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. It's only troubles you bring to me. When the police nab you, it's mommy you call it. Mommy, you could come and bail me. I guess only trouble here with the police. Mommy comes to bail you. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. All we come to do is to ask God for forgiveness. Whenever we're in trouble, we call our parents, but we never do anything for them. There's no cattle. We don't buy nothing sweet. Ask for your pastor. Anytime you have a problem, you want to see him, you want to call him, he should do something for you. But what do you do for that anointed vessel? What substance? What substance? What substance? If we understand these things, we will honor the people we have to honor in our lives. Because it brings blessings and it releases an unthinkable amount of favor upon our lives. It must be substantial. And by the grace of God, as I've been preaching, as I've been teaching, people are responding. I'm even surprised. One lady who normally buys me newspaper every Sunday. That's a particular lady. She buys me newspaper every Sunday. When I came back from the consecration, she came and she said, I don't think newspaper on a Sunday is enough honor to you. So please, tell me what else I can do for you on a Sunday. Up to today, I don't know what to tell her. I'm okay. I'm there if it was you. I don't know what to tell her. So last time, I saw her bring the newspaper, the big chocolate. No problem. The other day, she added something. And then she messaged me and said, Bishop, I'm still waiting for you to tell me what more I can do. Newspaper is just $100 and something. It's not enough to honor you. I don't know what to tell her. Maybe if you have ideas, please WhatsApp me so I can tell her what the people are saying. Oh, Jiggy, I'm okay. I don't have any need. All I want is that you come to church and you bring people and you preach. That's all I want. It's the souls. We came here for souls. If you help me there, I'm okay. You can take your chocolate. That's all I want. Bishop, what can we do for you? What can you do for me? Bring people to church. Preach to people. Talk about Jesus to people. Let's build the church. Let's keep the church. Let's make the church nice and good and great. That's all I want. Because what do we need really in life? I have a roof over my head. I get food to eat by the grace of God. I get some one Chinese clothes to wear. I all right. I drive a car that takes me from A to B. I'm okay. But it's so nice that people are responding, that testimonies are coming forth. People are experiencing new things in their lives. And I'm also receiving some honor from here and there. For the first time, my political correspondent traveled. Yeah, Prince brought me something from, he was in Suriname the other day. Yeah, you saw him, right? Yeah, I also saw. I heard that, Prince wants to see you. I said, Prince, let him come. Yeah, because when he becomes president, I must go to the palace also. I said, let him come. He came and said, I brought this thing for you. When he was coming, I told Pastor Jerry, I said, I know why he's coming. And to it, he came, he presented something. Some of you travel, even sweetie, mint, you don't buy. Where is the verse? Thou hast bought me no sweet cane with money. Can you see that God has the Israelites? He's doing everything for them. Yet they don't want to, from themselves, give anything substantial to him. And that is how it is when people don't see the level of anointing and the presence of God among them. They don't honor it. It's true. If I was in Ghana, you don't have an idea. My wife is here. She'll tell you. Even if Ivo, where is Ivo? Ivo, where is Ivo? Ivo was telling us, Ivo was in Ghana with me, and they will cook for her and bring the food to her room. Hey, on the silver platter. If Ivo, who is no pastor, he's, what are you? Are you a leader? Well, I don't know who you are. You are not the pastor. You are not the reverend. You are not a bishop. And then you go into somebody's house, they give you a room to stay in. And they give you
self-service.
Self-service. Ivo said it has never happened to her in her life. Ghana. So imagine if I was a bishop in Ghana. Hey. One of the bishops, he was not even a bishop yet. The church bought him a brand new Hyundai Santa Fe. You know Hyundai Santa Fe? 7-seater. He was not even a bishop yet. Another pastor who's a bishop now, he said he's building a house. One building contractor in the church, he sells building material, he said, the roof, I'll do the roof. You think if I was a bishop in Ghana? I won't come to church walking. I'll be carried into the church. You see, because the system needs honoring. You see, if you don't know the basic of honoring, certain things don't. And that's what I'm teaching you. And it must stay with you, and it must stay with you. You must teach your children also about honoring. So that we can change a whole generation, and there'll be a great blessing upon our lives. If you don't do what God wants us to do, we will not get what God wants us to get. Yeah. By the grace of God, anytime I travel and I come back, my office is decorated. Welcome back. I get some offerings. Anytime I travel and I come back, the people in my office, anytime I come back, by the time I go upstairs, there will be some welcome something in the office. Every time I travel and come back. Is it not nice? Will God not bless them? So when you see someone, you say, she thinks she is everything. Look at she. You are an azaogo. No sweet cane. You know cane? No sweet cane. Eh? No sweet cane, sweetie. You have grandfather here. The grandfather, should I come and carry you? Are you there? So we have to learn to honor the servant of God, honor God, honor the anointed with substance. Sometimes you cannot even value time. Time. You can't put a price on a time. Time spent with you, time spent on you. Or you can't even value it. You can't put price on it. That's why some pastors say, you know what? If you are coming to see me, you must bring an offering. Because they know that you don't appreciate them. Christians, when they get blessed, they forget about you. Yeah, I know what I'm saying. Hallelujah. And you are sleeping too. Hey, you sleep this time. No. Must honor. Must bring something substantial. Where's Fitz? Fitz Henry, is he here? Fitz Henry. He's not here. He started calling me Bishop. A long time. The other day, was it a few days ago, Phoebe came and said, oh, FitzHenry said I should give this to you. I said, what's that? When I look at it, spectacles, sunglasses. I'm sure when he saw it, he said, this will fit my bush up. Sunglasses and a reading and a spectacles. So just in case I can't read, two in one. Yeah. So it's the one that you have the sun one on it. You can remove it. Nice. I said, well, I'm not sure. I told him that I can't read, I can't see whatever. He bought it. Then I think somebody also told me that he brought something. What did he bring? He brought something for me the other day. Is it honey? Milk. Ivo, he brought what? It's for my voice. Milk and honey for my voice. I think he left it at there. I'm preaching a long time, so he brought milk and honey for my voice. Hey, why will God not love somebody like that? You see, but you say you appreciate me and love me, but you don't bring me milk and honey. Not even sweetie. Not even cane. When I took you to Ghana to get VVIP, you don't even bought me sweetie. Face is very powerful. Sometimes you bring coconut, bring the green, about four on a bunch like that. Bring the coconut. And say, it's for the bishop. Yeah. He has given me money several times, FitzHenry. And the way he does it is very interesting. He writes my name on it and he puts it in our letterbox. It's very fantastic. Kevin can tell you. And then they'll go and take it. And say, it's for the bishop. When I open it, it's money. I say, hey, why would he put money in the letterbox? There's no letterbox, so don't go and look inside. No letterbox. We don't have any letterbox here. And he'll write for the bishop. FitzHenry. If you see FitzHenry, you think that this is FitzHenry. FitzHenry. I said it's FitzHenry. We all know FitzHenry. Yeah, he brings what, a bag of Edouard plant. He brought it to you. Ah, he brought it to you. To cook for me. Isn't that nice? So when I don't see him in church, I ask of him. And Everett is the one who is in church. I say, Ivo, where is Faith? Now, like today, you got to tell me where Faith is. Because if Faith is not feeling well, and we don't go and visit him, I'll get vexed. Because he's one of my favorite church members. Why would he not be one of my favorite church members? You just bring me milk and honey? Wonderful. Let's stand, please. To be continued. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, his holy name.
Sing like never before, oh, my soul, and worship his holy name.
Can we get the lyrics quickly? Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name.
Bless the Lord, oh my.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Lift up your voice.
Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, and worship his holy name.
One more time, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Oh my soul, I worship
His holy name. Sing like never,
sing
like never before.
Oh my soul, and worship Your holy name.
For the last time, bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, I worship Your holy name.
Sing like never,
sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship Your holy name.
Father, thank You for speaking to us today. May we walk in honor. Your word says, whatever we sow, that shall we also reap. Lord, we don't want to reap dishonor and reap ungratefulness. We don't want to raise people, oh God, who rise up against us because we didn't take care of those who took care of us. Thank You for honor. Thank You that this is a church of honor, a church that honors pastors, a church that honors one another. People who honor fathers and mothers, people who honor people who have done something for them in their lifetime. We wouldn't wait until they die to go and cry on their dead bodies. We will honor those You have sent into our lives while they are still alive. Blessed be Your name, O God. Thank You for speaking to us today. In Jesus' name, You are here, You are not saved, You are not born again. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. You are not saved. If you die right now, you are not sure whether you will go to heaven or hell. You want to say, Pastor, please lead me to the cross where Your love was poured out. You are here like that while every eye is closed, every head is bowed. You want to lift up your right hand. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. Pastor, please pray with me. Just lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you. Your right hand, wherever you are. Just your right hand. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. I see that hand. Yes, lead me to the cross. Lead me to the cross. Lead me to the cross. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you lifted up your hand, I want to ask you to come to me in the front. Come. I saw a hand there. God bless you, my dear. You want to come? There's a hand there. Come. Come for them as they come. Come for them as they come. Oh, lead me. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you right here. Oh, clap for them as they come. Come to Jesus this morning.
Your love poured out and bring me to my knees.
God bless you.
Lord, I'll lay me down.
God bless you. God bless you.
Bring me of myself. I belong to You. Holy.
You want to come quickly before we pray.
The cross, to Your love.
You want to give your heart to Jesus? It's not too late. Come, so I can pray with you. Those in front, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Make it your own prayer. It is just a simple prayer for your life to change around forever. Church, join in as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart Your home. From today, I believe without a doubt that I am saved forever.
that I am born again, that I am now a child of God, and my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for setting me free and for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-231-0077 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.